tomorrow's news today.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
What you're seeing there is a different angle, and you are seeing President Zelensky's reaction to the moment that President Biden mistakenly called him President Putin. And so you're seeing Zelensky's reaction there right before he went to the podium.
Yesterday was as big a disaster, bigger than what Biden had 2 weeks ago in his one debate with the real president. President 45, soon to be President 47. It's Friday, July 12, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are closing in on the most important election in world history. But remember, for 79 days after that, Trump will not be sworn in yet, and that's when the deep state is going to make its move. So let's put the number of days up on screen till the election. 115 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 22 seconds. Now let's look at how many days it is until Trump is sworn in January of 2025. 191 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 12 seconds. That's the real number you got to watch. And we are tomorrow's news today. I'm pretty freaked out by the fact that almost no one is even wargaming this. And the big politicos I talk to that are very smart are like, don't worry about that, just get him in. Just get across the finish line. I get that, but they're going to go completely ape once that happens, and they've said they are, with massive civil unrest and other things. We better get ahead of that and say no, no, no. And Trump better start talking about it as if he's going to win, which makes him even win bigger with the confidence that's there. This is really simple psychology using the truth. And quite frankly, people better get with the program or we're going to be in a lot of deep trouble. Obviously, we're going to play clips from last night's scripted press conference. And by scripted, he'd been given the questions beforehand. That was admitted. He held them up. He was reading off of them. And still, it was a spectacular train wreck. And you add to that the prelude or the hors d'oeuvres, the snack before the main courses are served. And that was Biden running around, obviously saying that, you know, Putin's an incredibly brave, wonderful, good person. And here is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, please come up here and speak to everybody. And there was a lot of other bizarre behavior and gaffes, faux pas, and floundering that went on. And I've been back and forth. I said 2 weeks ago at the debate, he's done. They're going to run him out and then have a selection. You know, democracy dies in the dark. Just like they stole the election, and then he stole the nomination and wouldn't let anybody be, you know, challenging him or any debates in the Democratic Party. And now the same machinery is saying you got to step down. The leader of the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, in the House, has called for a meeting with Democratic leaders immediately with Biden because of, quote, what they saw in the last several days. So the knives are out. No exaggeration, I probably have printed off here 100, more like 75 articles. I mean, here's NBC. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path. Biden insiders say the writing is on the wall. And they're just all saying he must leave, he must go. You must go, you must go now. Doesn't matter how you go, you just got to go. Instead of Marvin K. Mooney, Dr. Seuss, it's Joe the pedo, oily, disgusting, racist enemy of America. But they're going to put a fresh, drooling horse into the lobotomized race here. We'll be breaking it all down today, and big guest as well. Stay with me. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if there were any doubts that the Democratic Party is going to officially call for Biden to step down, they're basically doing it. Those have been washed aside. Now, he's so arrogant and so stubborn. He always has been, but he had dementia and Alzheimer's on top of that pedophile brain. He might just stay in because there's really no more runway left for them to replace him inside the law. But since when does the law matter to these people? So let's go ahead and play a few clips from last night's and yesterday's disastrous performance. And look, it could have been worse, but when the expectations are so low, the bar is so low. He didn't do a 30-second, I did, he didn't do much of that. He did it a few times. They were little shorter ones. He did, of course, call Trump his vice president. He then responded at the end, the last question, and said, just ask Trump why he's my vice president. And, of course, he called Zelensky Putin. There was a lot of bizarreness. And you see him slip out of gear quite a bit, but he was plumped up, looked like he weighed 10 pounds more. And that is blood doping. It's not just done in Olympic sports. It's what the billionaires, a lot of them are into. I told you about it 25 years ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's all over the news that they get young people's blood. Now, parents can sign their kids up as young as 10 in places like California and the UK. And they go give blood, and then they get a bunch of money for their college fund or whatever. And then that clean young blood gets put in the royal families and the rest of it. And he was all flushed and red and plumped up. And that can give somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia some vitality, but just the nerve endings, the synapses are so shot. Here's a small sampling.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number, I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, the chief of staff of the military, as well as the Secretary of Defense and our intelligence people. Control guns, not girls. I mean, the idea we're sitting around, that's where Kamala is so good as well. We're sitting around. More children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We got a candidate saying, promise the NRA, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. You got a Supreme Court that is what you might call the most conservative court in American history. This is ridiculous.
Concludes.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
We'll be right back. It's Friday, July 12th, 2024. I'm your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from our Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. We've got one hell of a live Friday transmission lined up for you today. And then, I'm on a secret mission leaving town tonight that you'll definitely be hearing about in the news next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, while other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Look at this photo of Biden at the NATO summit yesterday, meeting with the new UK WEF globalist prime minister. That is not a fake photo. That is really what he looks like. That is really what he's acting like. This is just humiliating, and it's incredibly dangerous. He is the greatest unintentional comic in history. He's also in control, and he's been a puppet, but now he's so dementia-ridden, he is trying to call the shots, which makes it even more dangerous. So let's go over the facts here. I said 2 weeks ago after the debate with the that Biden was done, and so did Trump. But he was able to flog the Democratic Party into indecision because he refused to step down, and none of them wanted to stick their necks out, and Obama wanted to act like he really was for Biden, but now he's coming out against him. Pelosi's coming out against him. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House, has come out against him and sent a letter that's up on InfoWars.com demanding a meeting with him over what they've witnessed the last few days. Clearly, they're going to tell him that he's got to step down. Now, they already put pressure on him to do what they told him and to get ready for this with the indictment of Hunter and the conviction of Hunter. But that's not enough. And so it's the immovable object that comes into contact with the unstoppable force. I don't know what's going to happen because under the law, they really can't remove Biden. But since when do they follow the law? Plus, if they do now just have the delegates vote to replace him with somebody, how democratic is that? How is that in our Constitution? Well, it's not. And it just continues on. The theft of the election almost 4 years ago, the attempted complete theft of the midterm, which they did mitigate the huge Republican wins that were going to happen. And then now the rigging of the Democrat primary process and keeping all the competition out. It's just been one insult to our constitutional system after another while they try to take Trump off the ballot and all the lawfare and the civil garbage and the criminal activity, the criminal charges and fake conviction in New York. This is a lot bigger than just the end of the Obamanoid group. This is really a spotlighting of the fact that the corporate media has almost no viewers and is dead. It's a zombie reanimated corpse. It's a complete joke, and it has below zero credibility. It has negative credibility. They got caught lying about COVID origins and the shots, and that just keeps growing, and more news comes out and more documentation. They try to lie about opening the border up, and then that blows up in their face. Everybody knows they're behind the inflation. Everybody knows they're behind the Ukraine war and blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. Everybody knows that there's a depopulation cult trying to collapse society. And really, the MVP, most valuable player in all of this, it's really two of them. It's like the dream team of Trump as a focal point, not giving up, and Elon Musk. And, you know, people love to dunk on Musk and say, well, you know, he got money from the system with electric cars, and he did this, and he did that. He is doing irrevocable, devastating damage to the globalist by opening up X as a beachhead against censorship. And the Australian government, the Brazilian government, the EU are all trying to criminally indict him and have been indicting his employees and bringing forward giant fines. And now the EU has come out and said, we're going to tax you at 6% your gross income to begin with if you don't start censoring people, including in the U.S. election. So it's the EU attempting a worldwide power grab. And Elon Musk posted today, in fact, I forgot to repost this, but guys, repost this on X, on my channel, please. The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal if we quietly censored speech without telling anyone that they would not fine us. That's blackmail. The other platforms accepted their deal. X did not. That's real action. And now the EU is saying they're coming after him. European Union says X's blue checks are deceptive, dark patterns that breach its social media laws. Oh. EU charges Elon Musk for letting disinfo run wild. Commission sends preliminary findings to X for breach of the DSA. That's criminal and civil. Meanwhile, Biden administration tries to stop anti-censorship injunction in Kennedy versus Biden censorship lawsuit. And that ties into this big congressional report came out 2 days ago. GARM's harm. How the world's biggest banks seek to control online speech. It's the Global Social Credit Score. We're going to be going over this in great detail today. So I want to say this to all the people that attack Musk and act holier than thou. Do you then wish he hadn't opened up X? I mean, do you wish he'd rolled over to all the censorship around the world? Do you wish he wasn't getting hundreds of millions of views on videos a day exposing the globalist death cult and world government and saying we've got to stop world government, we've got to stop the death cult's plan to exterminate us and cut the energy off and sterilize our children? And he's fighting the transgender cult? I mean, really, it's jealousy, ladies and gentlemen. And it's people that aren't ready to win. Because as we begin to turn the tide and as humanity fights for its future, and as we try to pull out of the New World Order Great Reset, and we get these powerful allies that really wake up and join us, like Joe Rogan, known him for 26, 7 years. Hard to believe I'm that old. Joe's completely awake now. Told you that a few years ago. Now look what he's doing. Tucker Carlson, totally awake, to my face, told me he credits me with helping wake him up. The list goes on and on. All these former iconic libertarian, liberal talk show hosts are now on our side. That is the sign and the proof of our victory. And I'm very thankful for it because I can see the clear evidence. Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. And I'm not a loser. I didn't get on air 30 plus years ago because I didn't believe in humanity. And I wanted to just take on these psychotic demons because I had a death wish. I did it because I've studied history and because I love God and I love my family. And I really believed that once humanity learned about what was happening, we would rally a large enough minority of us of every race, color, and creed to stand against it and defeat it. And in the year 2024, already halfway into it, we are, thanks to God, leading, guiding, and direct us, having the greatest successes ever across the board against the entire New World Order satanic agenda. Despite the fact that universities and churches doing almost nothing, unless it's like Rodney Howard Brown or somebody. I can count on a couple hands the prominent preachers that even go anywhere near this. So despite all the lawfare and all the intimidation and all the censorship and all the attacks, and all the dirty tricks and all the indictments and all the threats, not just here but around the world, they've indicted Le Pen. They've indicted Bolsonaro. They've indicted Trump. They've put my crew members in jail. Trying to put me in prison. They put a whole bunch of Republican leaders that are patriots in prison. They're in there right now for nothing. Navarro, Bannon, the list goes on and on. This isn't a frickin' game. And for the average person that sits back and says, well, I just keep my head down. Keeping your head down is like sticking your head in the sand. It's the worst place to be. I know the right move is to believe in humanity, get the evidence, get the facts, and challenge the globalists, but also promote an alternate worldview to have a larger global debate about the future of our species. Because I respect my ancestors, and I respect you, and I respect your ancestors, and I respect God that made us in his image, and I believe in us, and I believe in dignity and honor and justice and truth and will and strength. And I'm not here to scurry around in the system and try to curry favor with the New World Order. I was offered $50 million a year the last time I tried to buy me off. It was $10 million a year before that. Roger Ailes offered me Fox show just to begin with on the weekends, and then was going to put me on national weeknights and give me all the things. And he didn't even say sell out to the New World Order. He just said, we're going to control what you say and do. And I never took the job. And I didn't take all the other big offers. And then before they did all the lawfare 6 years ago, I was in D.C. for meetings and things. And people said, we want to meet with you about this. It was really about that. Then it's like, well, the richest man in the world, not Elon Musk at the time, really wants to work with you. And if you just start working with people and being reasonable, how would $50 million a year sound for a free speech foundation? And they could have Alex Jones as the leader of the free speech movement. And just like Ben Shapiro is, even though he's never been censored. And then he can go along with some censorship, but not the others. So see, I've turned down the 30 pieces of silver. I'm not Judas Iscariot. And it wasn't even hard to turn those things down. It's the most valuable thing in my life, other than my relationship with God, my family, but it's all intertwined. You can't even say what's number one. It's all one thing, the truth. And it's so valuable to me to tell the truth and be persecuted for it, because I know the dividends for our species and my children, your children, living together in the future, is going to be so great. They've had the Democratic Party lawyers on national TV saying, we're going to take everything Alex Jones has got. We're going to make his life hell. We're going to punish him. We're going to do all these things for things I never did. And I was even in court a few weeks ago in Houston and saw some of them. They literally laughed at me and said, ha, ha, ha. You know, we're gonna get you, and bug their eyes out at me and laughed like demons. And to me, that was valuable. I'm like, wow, I've really got under their skin. They're really scared of what I'm doing. This is great. This is so enjoyable. You know, under bankruptcy, they take everything but your house and one car, which is great. Less to worry about, less hassles, and have that much stuff. Now, as the New York Times says, Alex Jones turned out has meager assets. I told you. But they said I had hundreds of millions of dollars. So when you heard me say I need funds to stay on air, you wouldn't believe that. So my used Tahoe out here yesterday, because of the bankruptcy, the court orders you didn't stop making the payments. So I called weeks ago the place, because it was a lease. I was supposed to pick it up a year ago. The bankruptcy, I couldn't do that. It's like 5-year-old Tahoe now. And they, well, we'll get back with you. But I knew they were coming. So you know, there's the tow truck and everything. I'm going to go out there and give them the keys and say, here, you don't need a tow truck. Just take it. It was one lady alone. She's like, no, I got to load it on here. And the crew's like, oh, Alex, we're really sorry for you. Pat me on the back. I'm like, pat me on the back? Do I have to go to prison like Owen Schroyer for freedom? Or Steve Bannon or Roger Stone? This is nothing to pay. This is not a big deal. I mean, this is easy, because they're literally brainwashing and poisoning people and have killed 35 million people with poison shots. You think I care about a car versus defeating and taking on the New World Order? And let me just tell my enemies something, because they don't understand what this is really all about. I do this show every day, and I enjoyed exposing evil, but I want to explain something. See, ever since I first got on air 30 years ago, when I'm on air, I have an audience of one entity, and that's God. And I don't imagine, I feel it, because I'm God-fearing, I feel the presence of God, that everything I say and do is for that one audience member. And trying to be the best, most honest person I can be. And when it comes to telling the truth, not being a coward, I get an A+. But, you know, when it comes to being who I am and not being a hypocrite, if I like a bikini contest, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to show it on TV as a joke. I'm not up here to thump my Bible and tell you that I'm the biggest, best saint around, because I certainly am not. But God chose this wicked devil to fight the New World Order, and God sanctified me and rose me up against the enemy. And I know God's in control. And God is asking you to rise up. God is asking you to sign on the dotted line in the commission to fight the New World Order. And I'm just honored and blessed to be here. So what we're going to do is go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and get into the disastrous event last night and what it really tells us and where this is going and just how big a constitutional crisis this is. It's really hard to describe how serious this is and the different angles, but I'm sure most of you out there can figure the angles out, or maybe even angles I haven't figured out. So I'd love to take calls. Well, we will take calls today on last night's event and all the other big stuff we're going to be covering. We also now have 50 years of the climate cult putting out completely fake predictions and the latest developments on that front. We now have more documents. I remember Rodney Howard Brown a year ago exposed because he had an old packet from Homeland Security that his church was sent where they had 6-foot distancing and masking and all that in 2007 in a George W. Bush plan. And I'd remembered that being in the BioShield, bioweapons program, but now it's back in the news in an excellent article from The Defender up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security Blueprint for Pandemic Lockdowns, written in 2007 under President George W. Bush. And it ties into a bunch of other big issues and things on that front that we're going to be getting to. But just look at some of these headlines. Joe Biden's advisors beat the SH-T out of us. White House staff to keep them quiet about Joe Biden's declining condition. Get me that video. I want to play this coming up because there's a lot of angles to this. But for me, the biggest one is the corporate media and the White House staff thought if they told us Biden was doing well, we'd believe it. You just discredited yourselves more the whole time. No one believed your BS. Almost no one. So they're like pretending that we don't know. And so no one is more deceived than the deceivers. There's an old saying that you can't fool an honest man. But con men and scammers and delusional people are really easy to scam because they themselves are scammers. And so we're going to be going over all of this coming up and then open phones in the second hour and George Papadopoulos, patient zero, in the whole Russiagate fraud to give his take on all the new developments and things unfolding will be joining us as well via video link. So I look forward to that. Please remember that I straight shoot you and everything I've told you here has come out to be accurate while the media was lying. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, plus the great products you need, you don't get the InfoWars MD products that are amazing. You don't get the X2, the X3. You don't support the broadcast and get great products you already need. Then you will be the ones that shut us down. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying it's serious. We're doing important work. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we are not shutting down for at least 3 months. The court has said that to the outraged anger of the deep state. And we have a path to not be shut down, but we've got to have some profit in there. So please stand with us today. Now is the time for you to make the decision. I'm in your hands. You are in my hands. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Haven't had a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Biden donors just froze $70 million in donations to Biden. They're showing him who is in charge, who the bosses are. We're about to go over all of that here in just a moment. But I want to play a short clip of President Trump and remind folks here. Trump is legitimately anti-war and doesn't think murder and death is cool. He doesn't think nuclear war is cool. There's the headline. Donors tell pro-Biden super roughly $80 million is frozen. Again, Biden's refusing to step down. We're about to go over all that news, but here's Trump.
Would you continue to give Ukraine money and weapons if you're elected? What's the answer?
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours. It'll be absolutely
over. Do you
over.
Want Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people.
Can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important
statement. Excuse me, let me just follow up.
There. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying.
I want them to stop dying. So they're pulling the funding from Biden. Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats, has sent this letter today demanding a meeting with top Democrats and Biden to discuss what's happened the last few days. This is about him resigning. The big boy press conference was a disaster. It could have been worse, but you add to that him thinking that Trump is his VP. You add to that him saying Zelensky is Putin. You also have the clip where he says that he listens to the commander-in-chief. So he doesn't know who the commander-in-chief is. It's just spectacular. And then when they say at the end in the last question, and they say, well, sir, you said that Trump is your VP. And Biden says, well, ask him. In fact, let's just go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Listen to him. All right. So let's start going over some of these headlines. NBC News. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path. Biden insiders say the writing is on the wall. He must step down. Jill Biden's grudge against Kamala Harris revealed. Power-hungry First Lady grudge is so deep, the only thing worse than Joe stepping down is the VP replacing him. Scoop. Biden's poised to face deluge of fresh calls to drop out, says Axios, which is the Democrat Party mouthpiece. Oh, tell us something we didn't know. Biden loses his train of thought, calls Harris vice president in solo press conference. I mean, you can't come back from introducing Zelensky as President Putin at the NATO summit. Here's another headline on the Telegraph. Biden looks finished. There's surely no coming back from this. Angry and stunned Democrats blame Biden's closest advisors for shielding the public from full extent of the president's decline. No, the corporate media for years have looked like fools saying this man has it together and he's degenerated and he stole the election. So you guys are discredited even more. Obama and Pelosi, CNN report, privately expressed concerns over Biden. Told you last week the knives were coming out. Obama was just using surrogates to attack him. Inside the White House cover-up, how the Biden's inner circle calculated plot to hide Joe's decline dramatically backfired. Yeah. And it goes on from there. More congresswomen and men call for Biden to resign. Americans deserve to feel their president is fit. And then there's this super ultra creepy clip where Biden starts talking about liberals that want girls to be free, but you know, they're all cause of death. No, automobile accidents, the number one cause of death, and then fentanyl after that, and then a bunch of other stuff, like the COVID shot. It is not bullets. Here it is.
Control guns, not girls. I mean, the idea, we're sitting around, that's where Kamala's so good as well. We're sitting around, more children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We got a candidate saying, promise the NRA, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. You got a Supreme Court that is what you might call the most conservative court in American history. This is ridiculous.
We start with CNN's MJ Lee at the White House. And MJ, you helped break that CNN reporting that there are a lot of Democrats furious with Biden advisors, furious with them. What? Tell us more.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we have heard so consistently since that CNN debate some 2 weeks ago was how shocked Democrats across the board were by the president's performance and seeing him be so halting and dazed at moments on that debate stage. You know, we talked to a lot of folks who said, of course we know that he has aged. Of course we had seen some signs, especially over the last year, of his decline in terms of his physical stamina, his mental clarity. But that version of the president that we saw on the debate stage, they said was basically unrecognizable. And what my colleagues and I have really reported on is there is a lot of anger and the blame that is being placed on the inner circle of advisors and family members around the president. And what these people say is this really painstakingly choreographed and stage managed daily operations at the White House around the president that is set up specifically designed to prevent the public from often seeing the president in these extended, unscripted settings. And one thing that many of the folks that we spoke with that they are so furious about is this idea that when people have gone to these inner circle of advisors around the president to express some of these concerns, that they were not taken seriously or really brushed aside. This is what one top Democrat told me. They said everyone who expresses any level of suspicion and say stay on message. Now, it is not just the inner circle of advisors that is getting a lot of this heat. It is also members of the president's family who, of course, have been up there really standing by the president's decision to so far stay in this race.
And what is the White House saying in response to all of this? Because it's a barrage of a governor, a senator, a House member, and it's pretty typical. None of them saying, yes, he's the best candidate for us to keep the White House. Not one of them saying, I mean, they're being as polite as they can be, really. Is there any sense inside the White House or the Biden campaign that they're hearing what is being strongly implied in public?
Yeah, I mean, we got an extensive response from the White House to our story defending the breadth of the president's recent travels, his engagements with the press, certainly his record in the first 3.5 years in office. They also provided comments from senior officials in the administration basically saying the president is sharp. One thing that White House spokesperson Andrew Bates said in a part of the statement was Joe Biden has always said that it is fair for reporters to ask about his age. I do have to disagree with that, Jake. The president has not always indicated that he believes those questions are fair, having been on the receiving end of the president declining to acknowledge and dismiss when he has been questioned about polls showing that so many Americans do have questions about his age and his fitness. And I guess that idea is about to be put to the test in a couple of hours, because when he faces those questions at this press conference, we certainly expect that those issues are going to be really top of mind and central to that press conference.
Thank you so much.
So the humor is now really yesterday we reported on the chain. You got $100 from Biden, even though a lot of money is from the president, it hadn't been transferred yet. Imagine if Trump did any of this, he'd be living under the prison. This is all completely illegal. All right, so what's the big takeaway from that three-minute clip? Because it's just emblematic of all the other things the corporate media is saying. We're furious. This was kept from us. We didn't know he had dementia. Again, 4 years ago, a year and a half after I was first banned, headlines all over the news, Apple News, Yahoo, you name it. Alex Jones banned again for questioning Biden's mental state. Jones is now a dangerous person, and you are allowed to call for violence against him. If you're a new viewer, listener, I know that doesn't sound real. Look it up. It's real. Myself and 1,100 people, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul is a great talk show host and a good writer, but I mean, what's he doing? I mean, like, you're allowed to organize violence against these people. Now, they pulled it after a month. But that was on the Facebook website. You can call for, you can organize violence against these people. They were just seeing if they could get away with that. These people are out of control. So there they are saying that we're all furious. We didn't know. They would beat us over the head. Oh, is that why he was on vacation half the time? Is that why he couldn't talk half the time? Again, they were pretending to themselves that we were believing the lie, like two men can have a baby, or any of this other crap, or that the West didn't start the war with Russia. All right, so here's what I want to do. I got tons of other bombshell critical intel I want to cover, but I want to give the number out now so that we can load the phone lines up so that in the second hour I can take your calls. We're going to take first-time callers today, and we can talk about anything political, anything in the news, anything you want to discuss. NATO sending cruise missiles to the Russian border, Biden's disastrous press conference. If he refuses to step down, what is the deep state going to do? I really want to hear from you on your views of that. But in the meantime, I want to talk about Elon Musk and the fight for free speech, because that's really where we're going to make it or break it. And I am just so thankful for Elon Musk and genuinely very pleased by the word I keep using, the devastation to the globalist agenda. Not havoc, not derailing, not disrupting, devastating. Like, let's pull up the definition of devastating or devastation or devastator. People always use the word decimate, like that means destroy something. Decimate means take 10% off. Decimate is 10%. Devastate is total destruction. Devastation. Great destruction or damage, severe and overwhelming shock or grief. Decimation means to reduce by 10%. I'm so sick of people using the term decimate. I don't want to decimate the New World Order. I want to destroy the New World Order. I want to devastate the New World Order. There's an even better word. I want to, and Musk hasn't done this yet, but he is devastating the New World Order. But here's the final word. I want Elon Musk to annihilate the New World Order. And annihilate means total destruction. Pull up the definition for annihilate, please. And proof is in the pudding. Judge a tree by its fruits. Elon Musk is now devastating the New World Order. And if he continues to devastate them and allow us to devastate them, we will annihilate them. What does annihilate mean? Well, there's the Webster's Dictionary. Destroy utterly. Obliterate. A simple bomb of this type could annihilate them all. They want to annihilate us. They want a post-human world. How about we politically, culturally, economically annihilate them by blocking everything they do and removing them from power, which is a fate worse than death for the New World Order. I'll give the number out in a moment, but John Bowne put a quick report together. Stossel becomes Alex Jones. Stossel reaches the normies. And this, thanks to Elon Musk, last time I checked, he put it out a few days ago, has over 100 million views on X. I made one film that on Google Video, when they took it down, had almost 100 million views, like 87 million. Then I didn't look at it for a few months, then it was gone. And then it was on YouTube with like 50 million views, and they took it down. And there's versions up today with a few million views. It's on Band.Video. Video. And it's a great film, 2.5 hours long. Exposes it all, came out 2007, all came true. It's ultra green, not evergreen. But I'd sure love it if Elon Musk posted that, but he knows people don't have a long attention span. He's put out a 6-minute report from Stossel that dismantles, that dissolves, that devastates the global depopulation operation. And that's what we're facing. That's the cult we're up against. Here is John Bowne's report, then we'll get the toll-free number up.
The family unit is the one true constant in life.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
He wants you to believe you're dead. He wants you to believe it's hopeless. He wants you to give up. He wants to demoralize you. And he gets up on TV in the late 70s and says, we're going to control all the TV programs and put out nothing but images as fathers as bad to break up the family. And they did it. It's not like he's some nut just saying this. They've done it.
It's government handouts.
A mother with 2 children makes more money than she would make on minimum wage because of all the goodies she gets through the welfare state. In 1965, 25% of black kids were raised without fathers. The number is now 70%. And Black Lives Matter actually is encouraging that.
Their website does criticize the Western prescribed nuclear family. Karl Marx said things like that.
One of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter has admitted that she is a trained Marxist.
Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Teaching children this kind of thing in comprehensive sexuality education undermines traditional family values. And the best model of a family is a mother and a father who stay together, they're married, and they bring up their own kids. And that's what children should be taught as traditional family values. A man and a woman who are married is the best model of a family.
Shows
that children
I'll
have
cut your microphone if you don't shut up.
In general, with a man and a woman who are
David, you're wrong.
I'll ask you to leave the studio in a second.
Let's agree to disagree on that.
Without question, this is modern day Marxism. They're not trying to sell it economically because they can't. We have such a large middle class. Americans know where prosperity comes from. So they're selling their communism through a social agenda, which includes the breakdown of the family. If they can tear down the family, they can take the children. If they can take the children, they can succeed in taking the nation. They know that. Mao Zedong knew it. Joseph Stalin knew it. And the leftists and the teachers' unions and the LGBTQ agenda, they all know it as well.
The globalists know this whole Malthusian depopulation plan isn't about saving the earth. It's about them having the right to kill and control anybody they want and to shut off energy to people to consolidate power. And they do want to get rid of publicly 90%. Real numbers we've gotten is they want to get rid of everybody. They say humans are over. They're about to merge the machines and become gods. This is totally satanic. It's out of control. And it is not the dominant, but the culture at the UN and Davos and the Club of Rome. It's not like the dominant culture. It's the culture.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden. No!
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only 2 ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down. The other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
If you're the central bankers and have unlimited money made up out of nothing, you want to make people poor and controlled so that they have to socially, through a social credit score, do what you want. So you've got to damage the real economy and push people to the margins. That's all they're doing. This is economic warfare. This is siege. Okay. I'm going to give the toll-free number out to open the phones up in the next hour. I got so much of the news I'm going to hit, but this is a make-it-or-break-it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night's sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good deep natural sleep. Good night's sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. Concentrate. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.